My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sandy Baskin, I'm Jeff Phelps. Number to join us, 216-474-0092. Andrew Hody will be taking your phone calls today. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing today?
They're back. A lot of things are back. Guardians are up in the division again, Andy. I swear, this has been such a fun season. But how many times have we thought, okay, here comes the little slide. Now they're coming back to the pack. The other guys are catching up. Now it's going to be tight. It's going to be a pennant race. And now maybe it's even over. You know, now maybe we got to think wild card, blah, 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 blah. And no, they just keep on coming. How about that?
We've done that a couple times this year. I have noticed it. Dan wanted to play slip sliding away last week. I was like, what?
See?
What? It was me. I'm kidding. It was me. Because it felt that way.
Yeah?
You can't tell me it didn't feel like it was all slip sliding away.
Well, it kind of
but
felt
now
that
they're
way,
back, and that's okay. It's a long season. Like I say, it's 162 all the time.
Is that what you say?
No, I just get tired of hearing that.
It's nice.
The trick, though, I think for the reason that they are where they are right now, is go back and look at the last two games, right? They've given up, what, 3 runs in those last 2 games?
Yeah.
And doesn't it feel like they have a rotation now?
Well, that's...
I mean, it didn't feel... You know, you go into Kansas City on August 26th with TBA and TBA to start, and you wonder how you walk out of there with back-to-back losses where they've really struggled on playing these doubleheaders. We got to avoid doubleheaders for the rest of the season.
Now, it's just the last 3 starts, okay? So I don't know that we can completely say, yes, the rotation is back and locked in. However, this is what they had in mind. On Saturday, Matthew Boyd, who that's looking like a phenomenal signing, goes 6, gave up a run on 4 hits. They lost the game. They didn't score any runs. But he went 6 and gave up just 1 run. Sunday, Alex Cobb, perfect game through 6. He ended up going 6, no runs on 2 hits. Yesterday, Gavin Williams, no runs on 1 hit through 7. The starting pitching that this team has been based around for a long time, Andy, was on display the last 3 games. They've won 4 of their last 5 games. And it started, you know, when they salvaged that game against Kansas City, when, you know, when the lead went bye-bye, right? You look at the standings, they weren't on top anymore. And they had lost 9 of 12 games. And now the guys have won 4 of their last 5 games. Starting pitching is back. The lead in the division is back. 2 other things are back that I think are essential. Why in the world did it take so long to call up Kyle Manzardo?
Roster expansion made it easy.
Well, I know, but it made it easy. The team hasn't done anything easy all year. The guy's only played 2 games. But he's 2 of 6, and he hit 2 home runs in his first game back.
It was very nice to see.
Hell, it was. It was his first 2 major league home runs, and he hits 2 home runs in 1 game. This offense needs some punch. Maybe he can keep it going. Okay, maybe. But this is, I think, even more essential. On August 23rd, Lane Thomas was hitting 111 as a Guardian. In 10 games since then, Lane Thomas is hitting 384. 384. And in his last 2 games, he's 5 for 8 with a home run.
Yeah, yesterday felt really good, didn't it?
Man, Andy, if that guy can start to hit like just like he's hit in the last couple of years, I mean, you don't need him to keep hitting 384. Just hit what you've done in the last couple of years. But he's raised his average about 80 points in 10 games. And if he can start producing, because that's been a hole in the lineup since he showed up. It was a hole in the lineup before he was here. Let's be honest about that. That's why they brought him in. But he was a hole in the lineup wherever he was. Whether he was hitting second, whether he was down in the lineup, the guy wasn't hitting. Last 10 games hitting 384. And if you look at it just based on real recent activity, trade deadline acquisitions, you get Lane Thomas, 384 in the last 10 games. You get Alex Cobb, fingernail apparently intact, perfect game through six, no runs on two hits. You sign Matthew Boyd a little earlier, but he's one of those acquisitions. He's been outstanding since he's been here. Last time out, one run, four hits, six innings. Those moves are starting to pay off, all of them, and that's huge.
I'm just wondering what it means for him to just get dropped down in the order from second to seventh. I mean, it's got to take a ton of pressure off a guy, don't you think?
Well, I would think so, except for one thing. He's responding to whatever's happening now.
Yeah, things look comfortable yesterday, obviously. In the last two games, I thought he's looked like the guy they wanted to bring in. You just got to be consistent and keep it up. I think that taking the pressure off and not having to hit second probably has a little bit to do with it.
Well, think about this. As much as the offense has been struggling, if Lane Thomas can just not hit 111 anymore, you know, if the guy can from this point out hit 270, thank you. And if Kyle Manzardo can come up and give you a little offense. He's your DH against right-handed hitters. David Fry can be your DH against lefties. So you got a lefty platoon, a DH. You put Lane Thomas in center and you forget about it since he's hitting. Put John Kenzie Noel in right field. And if you need to, you give one of them a day off, you can play Tyler Freeman or Daniel Schneeman there. All of a sudden, and it didn't take much, two bats to get hot, and this lineup looks a lot different, Andy. And it gives me confidence in them that they can finish this thing off and win the division. I mean, you needed your starting pitching to step up a little bit and give you length. Last three games, 7, 6, and 6 innings. Thank you. That worked. And not only the length, but the effectiveness at the same time. And then you needed a couple of guys to get hot. Too early to say Manzardo's hot after two games. But, boy,
Well, if you go back and look at what he was doing in Columbus, he's hot.
Oh, he was playing real well. But when your welcome back is two home runs in your first game back, and then Lane Thomas, the key to the whole thing. Folks, I think they can hang on to this thing without much trouble. 216-474-0092. Are you as confident as I am? Because I'll be honest, I thought that they'll make the playoffs. I wasn't confident that they would win the division, Andy. I thought Kansas City was coming on. And I thought Kansas City had a great chance to keep going. And then they've had injury issues. They've fallen back. They're 4.5 games back now.
Yeah, I think
Twins 3.5.
Win today and then win tomorrow. And that three-game series, losing 3 out of 4 to Kansas City means nothing.
It's gone. Yeah. And Kansas City's not the same lineup without Pasquantino.
Nope.
He got injured and he's out for the year. And that's... I told Dan before the show, I said, I know he was playing for the team that we're trying to chase, you know, we're chasing for, well, they're chasing the Guardians for, for the title, but just going back and forth. I hate to see injuries in that situation. You know, that's tough. They were really on the move, and now they're beat up. And Michael Lorenzen's out too for them, so that doesn't help them any. But that's okay. You know, I feel bad for them. I wanted the Guardians to beat them nonetheless. I just think the resiliency that our team has shown, Andy, it's really impressive. And I don't know if stunning is the right word, but it's just really impressive because numerous times looked like the fun run was over.
I go back to yesterday and I think about, well, what was this season supposed to be? It was supposed to be about strong starting pitching, right? And then he got injury after injury. Well, look, things have kind of, the ship has kind of righted itself, hasn't it? Because now you're looking at strong starting pitching. You could have strong starting pitching. And You know, they had to get a little lucky, right? You got to bring in the right guys. The more I look at it, the more I say, okay, here we go. This is where you kind of wanted to be, right? Mm-hmm. You wanted to be in a position where your starting pitching can carry you and give you six innings. Like, I feel more confident in six innings right now out of this rotation than I did any time prior to a week ago. But for some reason, I just think that they're set up. I think, obviously, the cuticle issue is no longer an issue. Way to go, nail polish.
Is it a cuticle? Thought it was a fingernail.
It's a nail. What's the difference?
Well, the cuticle is the little skin that grows at the bottom of the nail.
Is it definitely skin?
Buy that little thing and you push it back.
All right, well, cuticle, whatever.
Or you scrape it with your own fingernails, but you don't tell people you do that because they'll think it's coarse.
That's gross. I think. I don't know. I think this is about rotation.
What's I tell you?
This is about rotation.
That sometimes honesty is always the best policy.
See? No?
Yeah, I think it's the rotation, man. I think this is why they can feel good and solid about going on to win the Central. A week ago, I didn't feel that way. Again, you walk into a game with two TBAs in a doubleheader, and shocker, you lose two in a doubleheader, and then you lose the next game, and the earth is falling, and the sky is falling, I should say. It'd be hard for the earth to fall, wouldn't it? I guess
well,
it could
you
fall in outer
know.
Space.
Give it time.
Aren't we always constantly falling, though? I don't know. Way too deep for this early in the morning.
My cuticles and a deep conversation about the earth falling. What in the world?
Can you get me Kyrie on line one, please? I got to figure something out.
Wow.
No, and then you take two out of three from Pittsburgh, and now you're sitting on two more games against Kansas City. They had a great crowd at that game yesterday, too. Wasn't it fun to kind of to see them go flat? I enjoyed that. I enjoyed watching the Kansas City crowd just go,
you're such a nice guy.
That's better than any cheer from a hometown team, is to have a crowd that seems a little bit like there's a little buzz there about the other team, and just to be able to shut them up. Oh,
well, tonight you have Tanner Bivey and Brady Singer. So you've got the alleged aces of each staff. If Bivey can follow through after what the other guys did, look out. I mean, Andy, Boyd, Cobb, Gavin Williams looking good. If Bivey can come up with a fourth straight great start for this team, man, just you can pretty much, I would think, come close to burying Kansas City tonight. Come close.
Take the next two. I would say that. Take the next two, and then they're gone.
If you don't let Kansas City get to within 2.5 games, which they would if they won two. So I think if they're 4.5 back, I think they're going to be hard-pressed to catch the Guardians. And you're right. If they can take the next two and put them 6.5 back, maybe you see them in the playoffs. But not as division champions, huh?
When are we allowed to talk about magic numbers?
Not yet.
Inside of 20?
Not yet.
Is that what it is?
Let's go 10.
What do you think,
Dan? I'd go 10.
Yeah. I mean, it's your life. You live it as you see fit.
There you go, Andy.
I'm going to go inside of 20. Inside of 20.
I'd say 20 is good.
Where are they at now? 22?
I'd rather go 10.
Yeah, I don't know. I like talking about
20's counting like for a long time.
Not necessarily.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you could be done in 11 days.
What's been the most impressive thing that's come back, folks? And why? Is it the lead in the division? The resiliency of the team? Is it Lane Thomas finding himself? Because he's really never found himself here before. Is it the starting pitching the last three games? Is the rotation lining up? There are a lot of good things going on. Is it Kyle Manzardo coming up from Columbus and hitting two home runs? All I know is that the team's in first place and the lead's not just a game, two games anymore. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. 216-474-0092. It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This baseball team has been up most of the season. When they've hit those slides where we thought, all right, that's not going to work, it bounces back. Andy, going into this season, we thought there's a rookie manager. Have no idea. Maybe he's a good manager. Maybe he's not what we've known after all this time.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good manager this season. This has worked. He's done a really nice job this year. The team that looked like it couldn't hit very well, hit for a while, it's starting to hit again a little bit. That's worked. The pitching staff that looked like something that we've never seen here before, which was a shaky rotation, seems like it's starting to work. How people don't have confidence in this front office sometimes, I'll never know. Because honestly, Andy,
because they haven't won at all. That's why.
They keep rolling it out. Well, who does win at all? Not everybody.
Wow.
They keep rolling out competitive baseball
but
teams.
They haven't done it in our lifetimes.
They impress the bejeebers out of me.
I understand why they don't try. I mean,
they've been competitive as all get out, and they continue to be.
I mean, I like the front office, but that doesn't mean I have to trust the front office. And you know what? Maybe it's time for Guardians fans and Cleveland fans in general to expect more out of their teams. When you have a significant lead like they did, and it looked like it was slipping away, and it looked like there was no hope for the rotation, people were like, what's going on with this team? And then I don't care if you want to say,
it's a long season, Andy.
Well, I don't, but the whole notion of, well, we didn't expect anything, so we should appreciate everything that we have right now. You know what? Once your team becomes a winner and they can be a winner, don't you expect them to play like a winner? They weren't playing like a winner a week ago. They weren't. They found something here. They needed it. It's dog days. I get all of that. But I'm kind of getting tired of the, you know, we're lucky to be where they are right now. And who would have ever thought they were in first place? Okay, I'm over it.
I think they win the division. And I haven't been sure about that this year. I think they win the division.
You expect them to win? I'm just asking. I know I'm changing the word, Vanya.
I think they'll win it now. Andy, I didn't expect team to win the division. I did expect them to be solid.
But today.
Because they always are with this front office.
But today, when they're packing 100,000 into that place every weekend, I think there's a legitimate feeling.
Not last Monday against
for the
Kansas
fans.
City. Doubleheader. 17 people there.
Is it Monday on the weekend? Let me check. Is it?
Sorry.
Is it? Okay, I'm just double checking.
It's funny because they can only play, you know, three times on a weekend, really.
Well, they could play four if they want to play doubleheader.
Unlikely.
I don't know why they don't do that, but. By the way, FYI, Brook Park in Cuyahoga County. Crazy thing. I just learned that the other day. Okay, go ahead,
Jackson Solon. Hello, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you.
I wanted to discuss what happened on Sunday with the Guardians because I still don't understand it. And I'm just a dumb attorney. I don't know anything about baseball. So tell me why.
Is that an oxymoron, dumb attorney? I'm just curious. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I believe it is.
Okay, just check.
So I forget what inning it was. The Guardians are up 4-0. They have men on the corners, nobody out. Austin Hedges is up. And what did he do?
I'm trying to remember.
What did he try to do? He tried to bunt.
He's tried to do that numerous times this year, sometimes with great success.
Nobody out. First and third. And Rick Manning says, swing the bat. Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. And then, of course, he couldn't get the bunt down. And then he hits a very shallow fly ball to right field, and they can't tag up. Then, to make matters worse, Stephen Kwan comes up next. And what does he do? He bunts into a double play. Now, explain to me, you're up 4-0, runners on the corners, and you have back-to-back bunts. You explain that to me how either they were doing it on their own or some imbecile told them to do it. I just don't understand it. When you can put them away and you have, I know Austin Hedges, I could hit better than him, but then you have Stephen Kwan with one out on the corners and he's bunting. Explain that to me. Try to explain that to me.
The only thing I can guess in that situation, Jack, is that he did it on his own trying to bunt for a hit.
Why?
I don't know.
He has struggled.
He has struggled a lot lately. Maybe he thought that was his best opportunity in that situation to get a run home.
What would Jake Taylor do in that situation? That's what I asked myself.
He would point. He would point to the right, the left field stands.
Good point. That's excellent.
I think that's a loser's mentality. I know Austin had just can't hit, and he shouldn't even be playing. Although everybody says, "Oh, what a wonderful catcher he is," and then he throws the ball, I believe, into center field the next inning. I think, but anyway, and that's why Pittsburgh got their run. But be that as it may, I don't understand that strategy. I don't like that strategy. It's a loser's mentality, and I just thought maybe you could give me some insight as to why they did it, because it's idiotic.
Is it complete trust in your bullpen that you know if you just tack on one more run, your bullpen's going to shut it down, so you don't even need that many. So, if I'm Austin Hedges, who, by the way, has a little bit of power, I'm swinging away.
Maybe he has power in the dugout. He doesn't have it between the lines.
Jack, do you expect them to make the playoffs right now?
I do. And it's only because they have a 99% chance, whether it's winning the division or in the wild card. Mm-hmm. They better win the division, and they better have a bye along with the Yankees or the Red Sox. Who's in second? The Orioles.
So if they don't, you won't go to any of the playoff games?
Oh, no, I will.
Okay.
I just don't understand their strategies from time to time. And thank God for Class A. When Class A is coming in, you're going to win, right? He is amazing. He should win the Cy Young. He should win the Cy Young, hands down.
I would love to see that.
It's not
going to
happen. I keep hearing it's not happening.
Yeah, I do too. Scooble's going to win it, right? Scooble's going to win. Dan's just nodding his head.
Scooble-doo.
Are you kidding?
I don't know. It just felt right. Doesn't it?
I think.
It clicked. It worked.
Yeah, thank you.
I think this season might be the biggest affirmation that this front office is just lights out, that this organization is just lights out. Terry Francona, gone. You had to hire a replacement. Looks like you picked a winner, Bobby.
If you asked them, would they say they got lucky?
With what?
Where they are right now.
Where they are?
Yeah.
I would think they probably would say that the season's gone even better than...
On the record.
Not
no,
lucky.
Off the record.
Andy, they put the team together trying to win. And now, there were issues with the rotation when Bieber got hurt. Obviously, that's a problem. He was a key part of it. You thought Tristan McKenzie was going to help you. That hasn't worked. You thought Logan Allen was going to be a part of it. That hasn't worked. They rebuilt the rotation on the fly during the season, folks. They brought in two folks here late in the season, in Boyd and Cobb, who are going to start playoff games for you.
Thrift shopping, man.
Assuming they get there.
They did some thrift shopping, and they did a great job.
Get a bat that hasn't worked. Well, maybe he's warming up now. I'm sorry, man. It's a terrific front office, and these guys know how to put winning baseball teams on the field. Now, do they know how to put championship baseball teams on the field? No, not yet. No.
No, they don't.
But you're giving yourself a chance to win, and I have nothing but respect for that front office. I think they're outstanding.
Yeah, like I said, I like them. I think they're doing a good job. They've done a great job this year of piecemealing together a team and putting them in contention late in the season. I just don't know if that's, you know, if it's enough. Like I think fans should want more than just get into the playoffs.
Andy,
go get more than that.
You can't get to the playoffs and win the thing unless you put together a good regular season and make the playoffs. So that's all we have to judge this team on.
Teams
of the 90s and the early 2000s had great chances to win. They didn't. Doesn't mean those weren't great teams, and it doesn't mean that it wasn't well done all the way around. And this team doesn't begin to compare with them. But they're winning. They're playing really good baseball for most of the season. There have been some stretches that aren't so hot. They just lost 9-12. Well, now they've won 4 or 5. But they keep bouncing back, and it's that resilience that I think is just the most impressive thing about this team and the front office. The front office put the team together, and it's working. And it's one of the most unexpectedly good seasons in any sport I've ever seen in this city. Just stunning to me.
The year they made the World Series wasn't...
97?
Yeah.
2016?
No, the last one.
Yeah, 2016.
We didn't expect them to.
No, but this, Andy, I don't know that you thought this team was going to be 500.
I'll buy that.
I thought they'd be competitive only because the front office always figures out a way to make teams competitive. And that it just didn't work. It's tough. That's the thing about this one that gets me. Well done for them. They play the Royals again tonight. Mandy Bell from MLB.com is going to join us coming up at noon. Coming up on Sunday, 4:25.
Oh, yeah.
Browns, Dallas Cowboys, the season underway.
Yes.
Goodness gracious. Who's at left tackle? Does it matter? It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.